coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norenborg here. You know, over the past few years, Canadian sired horses have shown time and time again that they can compete with the best standardbreds on the planet. Just 5 years ago, trotting's Triple Crown winner stateside couldn't handle the best in the OSS. Can Daylon Magician repeat what Majestic Sun did in 06 and defeat the best three-year-old colt trotters when they come north in the next few months? We'll talk to the colt's breeder, owner and trainer Dave Lemon, on today's edition of Trot Radio. Dave Lemon, the man behind the Daylon name, along with your wife, Mary. Dave, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks a lot.
For years, you've operated a modest but successful breeding operation. Tell us how you got started in standardbreds, and what goes into the making of a Daylon horse?
Well, we started 40 years ago now, 35, wow. 40 years ago. I bought a racehorse, a cheap racehorse, just to go and watch him race. And then he got claimed, and so then I thought, well, I'll buy a broodmare and raise my own horses. And I bought a mare, and the first foal she had, somebody come along when he was about 4 months old and offered me double what I paid for the mare. So I thought, this is the best way to do it. So
yeah. What a way to make a living. I love it. What was it about that? What was that foal's name?
Oh, where are we? Way back.
Did it turn out to be a decent racehorse?
Yeah, it was, I think we called it Daylon. It was a Penn Hanover. Daylon Doll, and she won in the Fire Stakes.
No kidding.
Yeah, she said, I think she set a track record at Flamborough back then.
No kidding. And at 4 months old, that buyer saw something in that filly. Isn't that amazing? Now, you've scaled back your broodmare band, just two mares now. You're keeping the yearlings. No sales. And not only that, you're training them yourself as well. What went into that decision?
Collecting the pension now.
Okay.
So we decided to retire. And all of for 30 years, I guess, I've trained one or two all the time. Mm. We'd have 10 foals, and one of them would something wrong with it, or one got sick or something, and I'd keep one or two every year and train them.
Nice.
And we always did pretty good on it, and that was my first love almost. So now we decided, well, that's what we'll do. We'll spend our mornings training a couple horses, and that's what we're training, just two horses.
That is my idea of retirement.
Yeah.
You got to love it. Now, last year, two-year-old Daylon Magician was overshadowed by Buckham's Bay, but you ended the season with a bang. You won the OSS Super Final. Did that colt just kind of mature as the year went along, got over his breaking issues? How did his late season form sort of come together for him?
Well, he always had the speed and the will to win, but we didn't have him just set right. He'd make a break now and then, and near the end we'd change the shoe in, and a couple of horsemen helped me along the way. They changed the shoe in to a different set of shoes, and he quit making the break, so his last three or four starts he was perfect.
And that, you think, is what probably makes him such a good horse, is his overall, obviously overall speed, but just being able to get to a better footing.
Yeah, and well, his attitude.
Yeah.
Right, like this year now, he's phenomenal. He just wants to be first.
You can't beat attitude, and you got to have it in a horse. Otherwise, you don't have much of a racehorse. Now, that break in the good times, Lynn, had to be disappointing. You miss the final, but then you go on and win the consolation in 53-3, and then the final goes a full second slower. That had to really eat at you, I would think.
Yeah, he came up. It was too bad. He touched the gate with his nose before the start. Kind of scared him, and he made a break.
Well, it's been okay since, because he's gone out and trotted, Daylon Magician has, in 52-3 at Mohawk. That's a fifth off the track record, co-held by none other than Lucky Chucky and Majestic Sun. And when you think about it, Majestic Sun even held the track record at Flamborough until recently. And then in Daylon Magician's last start, he broke that record, equaled the world record in the process of 154-2. That was impressive, don't you think?
Yeah, he's just been phenomenal. Every time he races, he goes out and sets a track record or a sire stake record, and now he equaled the world record. So.
Yeah, that really is something. And, of course, those of us that work in the industry up here in Ottawa, we're watching that very closely, as obviously Majestic Sun is a bit of a hometown hero here. So our hats are off to you. There are a lot of comparisons between Majestic Sun, a horse that really beat the best on home soil, and your horse. I think the comparisons are natural. What's the short-term schedule for Daylon Magician, and does it include the Canadian Trotting Classic?
Yeah, that'll be the Trotting Classic because his next start, we kept him eligible to that.
Very good.
And that's in 2 weeks, I think.
He's not eligible to the Breeders' Crown, but you can supplement. Has that crossed your mind?
Yeah, we've got that in the back of our mind. If things are still chugging ahead, we're thinking about that. But we've got a couple fire stakes after the Trotting Classic and then the final of that.
Yeah.
Of the Sire Stakes. So if he's still going good by then, maybe we have that in our mind.
Now, I want to ask you about something that I think is becoming a movement thanks to the very bold decisions taken by individuals like Jeff Gorrell and members of the Hamiltonian Society, and that's a movement to keep stars on the track longer. You've had phone calls coming in to try and buy Daylon Magician and have him stand at stud. Would you consider racing him at four if he's in the shape he's in this year?
Yeah, that's our plan.
God bless you.
I think so. If it's more like the people keep talking about a business, well, this is more of a lifestyle and a hobby now for us. So.
Yeah, so you're not in a big hurry to see him stand at stud. You'd rather have some fun with him out in the track.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of people that would tell you you're also doing the business a favor because, again, as you're probably well aware, one of the complaints is folks get interested in our game just in time to see the horses that they're attached to retire. So I think you're doing us a great service in that regard.
Well, if it works out that way.
Well, I think it's working out fine for you, Dave.
Yeah.
We were sharing some commonalities that we have being from the same neck of the woods in southern Ontario, and it's nice to see one of my hometown people doing so well. Congratulations on the success you've had. Keep up the great work, Dave. Look forward to seeing Daylon Magician in his next start. It's been a pleasure having you on Trot Radio.
Okay, thanks for having me.